Yes, and it is. It marks a revival of a company called Message Theater, which was active in the early 90s in the Lexington area, kind of as a forum for black actors and directors and writers to present shows that kind of spoke to their personal experiences. And one of the directors, Patrick J. Mitchell, has been off in New York for the past few decades working there and doing work there. And he's come back home and they've decided to revive the company. And this is kind of their first step out. It's a play that imagines a fictionalized meeting between MLK and Malcolm X, and kind of talking about their different approaches to civil rights and to trying to carry on that cause. So it's, you know, a very interesting thing where you have two icons who are sort of sharing their ideas.
And not too far away in Lexington, Actors Guild is presenting Sealed for Freshness, and it also draws upon the 1960s for inspiration.
Right. It's set at a 1968 Tupperware party. And, you know, I kind of put this in line with it's a comedy and it's definitely very funny. I got to see the first act the other night. But it is one of those shows that's kind of in line with like Mad Men and other productions of that type that have taken sort of an idealized era or an idealized setting like a Tupperware party in a suburban home, and it's really peeling back, you know, the layers of what's going on there to kind of see what's really happening in the lives of people at this time. And so it addresses, you know, a number of issues about changing societal roles and gender roles and, you know, overall shifts in philosophies and things of that sort. So it's, you know, a kind of interesting exploration of culture, but at the same time, you're laughing through a lot of it.
And a former Lexington resident has a leading role in a horror film that comes out this weekend.
Right. Allison Miller is an actress who spent some time here. Actually, her dad was was John Wynn Miller, who is a former editor at the Herald Leader. And Allison started acting here in Lexington and started working on her career and eventually went down to Florida and spent some time at the University of Florida before striking out to Los Angeles to try to make her mark. And she's had several very high-profile TV roles. That she was in a Fox series called Terra Nova that was executive produced by Steven Spielberg. And, you know, of course, he kind of thought that looked like it would be a success, but it turned out that its ratings didn't quite make up for its expense, so it finished after one season. But this will be her first leading role in a feature film, and it is a type of film that a lot of people may, you know, put their hands over their eyes for a lot of it. It's sort of riffing on the Rosemary's Baby idea of a woman pregnant with a spawn of Satan, of course, or something of that sort, and Allison gets to play that woman.
And finally, a guy you describe as being the biggest country star on the planet performs this weekend at Rupp Arena.
That's right. Luke Bryan has had a real big year with his album Crash My Party, which was a huge mainstream seller in addition to just the country market. And he's racked up a slew of Country Music Association and Academy of Country Music Awards, and he'll be coming to Rupp Arena this weekend. He's been here before opening for Rascal Flatts, but this will be his first time headlining at the arena.
Rich Copley, it's been fun.
Charles, it's been a lot of fun. This is our last dance, and you know, I just have to say I have really enjoyed these chats with you and working with you, and wish you all the best of luck in New York.
And starting next week, John Hingsburg will be sitting in my chair. He'll do a great job, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to talking to him.